Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. 800-531-3815. Anita Rosen is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, a survival guide for business managers. She's also the owner of a company called ReadyGo, which is an e-learning business. She's one of our top e-commerce and technology experts on our brain trust. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back here.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, Anita's family just had a little birthday about 4 days ago?
Yeah.
Allison was 1 year old?
Yes.
And Allison may join us from time to time during the visit today, right?
Yes.
Allison,
hopefully not, but...
Allison is, she's becoming a little bit of a ham early on, and I've already had a little visit with Allison, so if you hear another person in the conversation, you'll know that's Allison. Anita, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about is, in the last hour, I did a segment by myself on communities, on building, how to build communities, the importance of building communities, how to realize that we actually all have a number of different communities. We've got our real communities, people that are who are our friends who are face to face with. We've got our friends that we're not face to face with. They've moved away or they live somewhere else. We've got our customers who are nearby. We've got our customers that are somewhere else. We deal with them over the internet or by mail or whatever. But we've got all these communities, and it creates all this opportunity in our business. We have those communities. It creates lots of different kinds of capability and opportunity. And we have to make sure that our technology is set up for the different aspects of those communities. And one of the things that you've talked to me about before, and I want to flesh this out a little bit more today, is this idea of e-business and how that really is the umbrella term for doing business online, and other things drop inside of that. For example, e-commerce is a component of e-business. So I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, let's first define e-commerce, because it's a subset. And e-commerce is online purchasing and online shopping. And I find the best analogy is thinking about going to the store. If you go to the store and you're looking for a new shirt, you might go to three different stores and look at the different shirts. That's shopping. Mm-hmm. Purchasing is when you find the shirt you like and you go to the register and actually buy it. So when you're thinking of e-commerce, it's made up of two components, online shopping and online purchasing. If you go to the store during Christmas time and they have Santa there, it has nothing to do with purchasing and shopping, but that is a store component. Well, the same thing with e-business. There's all kinds of other components that have nothing to do with shopping or purchasing, but there are other business components. Support. If you're doing customer support, that's not shopping or purchasing.
Right.
But you can really cut your cost of support by having by doing it over the web, or having a site where people can find their own help.
In the industrial part of the marketplace, suppliers, wholesalers have a discipline in their organization called expediters.
Right.
And these are people who you can call up and find out where your order is. It's one of the things they do, and they get back with the company, the manufacturer, to see how things are going. They kind of keep things moving along. Well, part of that expediter's job is to find out where your order is. Well, more and more now, companies are doing part of their expediting online.
Right. Well, just think about something like Federal Express. You can type in your the number of your package, and it will tell you where your package is.
Absolutely. And when I send up a FedEx package, they send me an email telling me when it was delivered and who signed for it.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and those are other components. That's not shopping or purchasing.
Mm-hmm. But it is e-business because it helps to build the relationship that I have with them in that in this level of our of the community of, that they have.
Right. E-business, all that means is the part of your business that you're using the Internet for.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is. I have an e-learning company. E-learning is training on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So typically you think about bringing your partners, your customers, your distributors into your office for training, which is very expensive. Well, mm-hmm. if you create a training course and you put it on the web and they can take it, that course at their desk, that's e-learning. And then also, and the whole thing about e-business is, can we use the Internet to cut our costs? To
right.
save us money, to provide better services.
Hold on to that thought, Anita. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're having a great discussion with our friend Anita Rosen, the author of the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It is 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you that the show's coming up straight ahead. The first one is going to be our FedWatch show. As you know, the Fed is meeting actually Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, and the decisions that they make won't happen until, won't be announced until Wednesday. But we're going to have our FedWatch show on Tuesday like we normally do. And we're going to have Eleanor Solomon and Richard DeKayser, our two economists, who are going to be joining me for the FedWatch show. And then after that, we're going to have a new friend with Ed Killen, who is going to talk to us about whether you're an influencer or one of those who are being influenced. He says 1 in 10 people influenced how the rest of us behave, and we're going to get him to tell us about that. And then after that, Skip Miller will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about how to manage your sales force. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's the author of the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book. Anita, give us your website, please.
AnitaRosen.com.
All right. And that's how they can find out about you and your book and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they can also find out about your e-learning company at another website.
ReadyGo.com.
ReadyGo.com. And there's Allison. Say hello, Allison. Next year she'll really say hello, won't she?
Yeah, right now she just makes a lot of noise.
I know. That's okay. That's all part of the charm of the show, Anita. Tell Allison we're glad she could help us provide that. Anita, we're talking about e-business and how important that is. Let me use my site and my model as an example, because I think it has some of the components you've been talking about. In addition to email, in addition to being able to contact me by email, people can go online, they can find out about me, they can find out about my products, they can find out about some of my community, like the Brain Trust, like you. They can subscribe to a newsletter. They can, which is not e-commerce, but it's e-business, isn't it?
Correct.
And I also have an e-commerce capability, so people can actually go there and do business with me. They can lay their money down in the barrelhead, so to speak. And that is e-commerce, but all of that is part of e-business.
Correct.
And we need to make sure that we understand that and that they're not disjointed things, that it's not all e-commerce. It's really the whole thing, isn't it, wrapped up into one, is the way we need to think of it from a strategy standpoint.
Right. The same way you think about your business. You have to think about all the different strategies you have, and everything is not shopping and purchasing.
Right.
There's merchandising, there's advertising. I usually use a store analogy because everyone's familiar with stores. So
right.
Think of all the other strategies you have with your business. And they're all part of business. They might not be part of the shopping experience and purchasing experience.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all part of your business experience.
Well, and the thing that I think happens sometimes, Anita, is people... And this probably happened to me in the early days. I was so proud when I got the e-commerce capability. I was so proud of that. But the thing is what happens is when you make yourself available online for e-commerce opportunities, that brings on issues with your customers that you have to deal with.
Oh, definitely.
For example, a guy who was on the show earlier, In the last segment, he has an online website. I mean, he has a website, but he also goes out and does training. But he created an online tutorial so that his customers could come back and do some follow-up work online.
Right. Well, now you're talking near and dear to my heart with training.
Which is e-learning. Yep.
And there's a lot of different things you can do with e-learning. You could do pre-tests and post-tests. I know a lot of the hospitals are looking at that because they have three shifts. Some of the basic training, you can have the whole entire training online. And by far, no one believes that e-learning is going to do away with one-on-one training or classroom training.
You mean ever? Or?
Ever. I think there's always going to be instructors in classroom training because that the human touch is needed.
We're always going to want high touch, aren't we?
You're always going to want high touch. But there's a lot of training that's not happening. And there's a lot of training that you don't need to have high touch for. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of us need to have high touch to get training on something like evacuation from a building?
Mm-hmm.
We can go online and find out the company's evacuation policies or how to go get about getting evacuated. But you probably want to still have high touch if you're going to be having a CPR class because you're probably going to get in the room and they're going to have the dummies and you're going to practice CPR.
Right.
So,
well, those are the tactile training that you're definitely going to need to have the face to face thing with. But do you think the e-training is also part of the e-business, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. And think about if you have a business where you have distributors or you have customers all over the world, and you have a new small product that comes out. How expensive is it for you to send someone to all of these distributors to learn about this new product?
To train those people how to sell or how to use it, how to demonstrate it or whatever, how to set it up.
How to install it, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Really expensive. Well, if you could take a course and put it on the web, all of a sudden, everyone has just-in-time training. Access to high level of just-in-time training. So it might not be good, acceptable for all of your training,
mm-hmm.
but there's a level of training that's not being done or that's so cost prohibitive that people need it, but they're not getting it.
And now, folks, you start to see how small businesses can offer some of the same kinds of power that the big businesses have been offering for years, but without spending all the money that they used to have to spend. This is another way that we can become competitive in our own right as small businesses with the big guys. Tim Till will be right back with Anita Rosen. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. We're back at 7 Till. Anita Rosen is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm your host. Anita is the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. Our websites, Anita, give it to us again, please.
AnitaRosen.com or ReadyGo.com.
And that's Rosen, R-O-S-E-N,
correct.
Anita. And that you can find her book wherever books are sold online and type that name into their search. And you can find out more about her book on her website. And the ReadyGo website, that's your e-learning site, isn't it?
Correct. I have an e-learning authoring tool.
Right.
So the way PowerPoint's an authoring tool for presentations, I have an authoring tool for training on the web.
And they can, and this tool allows people to do their own training development on the web.
Right. You use the tool. You create you create the course, and then you post the course to your website.
So if some of my audience wanted to take some of the things that we're talking about to heart, and they said, you know, wait a minute, I'm having to send my guys out now into the field to train people how to assemble this product or how to turn it on or how to do a little bit of, you know, a maintenance when there's a little trouble or whatever. And so, you know, part of my problem with growing is I've got to have the backup people to do this, and I'm having trouble with my pricing power and my, you know, my margins are tight. So how can I grow without losing more money? Well, this might be a way to do that.
Right. My tool is $495. So for $495, you can use this tool, create courses, post them on the web.
And
then tell your distributors, your customers, come to the web and get this training. So, it doesn't necessarily preclude classroom training.
Right.
But if you don't have to send someone out, think of how much money you're saving.
But see, here's the thing, Anita. We've all got A customers, B customers, C customers, and D customers. The
right.
C and D customers get, you know, they only get the web capability. The A and B customers, they get the web capability too, but if they want somebody to come out, then you got that person. But what that does is, whereas maybe in the past, your technician or your customer service person or whoever that was, the salesperson, whereas they could only maybe handle 30 clients at a time, maybe now they could do 100 or 60.
Right. Or, you know, your A customer wants you to come out. You're in Virginia, they're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to make it out in an hour.
Exactly. No, folks, this is all part of e-business. This is the reason that it's so important to me, Anita, that we get our heads around this concept of e-business. Anita, I've said it today, I've said it yesterday, I'll say it tomorrow. The new economy is not about new rules. The laws of economics, the laws of the marketplace haven't changed. It's about new tools, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
Right, and the whole thing with dot-com failure, people say, oh, e-business doesn't work. That dot-com failure had nothing to do with e-business.
Nothing.
It had to do with a lot of new opportunistic companies, and I remember during the boom saying to people, 95% of new businesses fail. They failed before the dot-com boom, they failed during the dot-com boom, and they're going to fail afterwards. And the question is what we heard is all of these new businesses that were failing, as opposed to the new tools and how successful they can be for existing businesses.
Absolutely. Well, and those businesses failed also because they thought that the laws of economics had been suspended.
Right.
And they weren't.
People wanted to believe.
Absolutely. I mean, it was just...
Wouldn't that be great if the laws of business, you know, had changed?
Well...
Actually,
I disagree with you. I think we'd have chaos if that happened. And the thing is, the truth is we're still paying for that. But your point is well taken. I'm afraid that there are people who are saying, see there, I told you it didn't work. And folks, one has nothing to do with the other.
Right.
Because right now, we are having to pay for some of the excesses, some of the tomfoolery that was going on in the 90s, but that doesn't change the fact that we've got new tools, and if you don't get these new tools, then you're not going to be competitive. And one of those things is what Anita and I are talking about right now, you understanding that you've got this big umbrella over your online strategy, your online component of your business. And that's called e-business. And inside of that e-business are a lot of different tools. And that's also what we've been talking about, like e-commerce and e-learning. Anita, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for bringing Allison along with us. We'll look forward to some more visits, Anita.
Okay.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the e-commerce question and answer book. Check it out online whenever you get a chance at anitarosen.com. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, next time you're thinking about taking a risk, think about this. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. This is Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.